Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, MUFON Ron. What an absolutely beautiful day here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the first day of fall. Hope they're all like today. It'd be absolutely perfect. On tonight's show, Blue Chip will discuss and let us know about the God-man. That's right. The God-man is waking up. Waiting for him to call in right now. That number to call in is 347-637-1980. While we wait for Blue Shift, I will tell you tomorrow night's guest will be Dr. Steve Johnston from Oklahoma City. He will be discussing holistic medicine, in particular preventative for cancer. And also we'll ask him... hypothetical, if you do have cancer, steps that you can take, and his suggestions on it that has to do with if you have cancer, obviously. Anyway, still waiting for Blue Shift to call in. Hopefully, he has not been abducted. What else can we talk about while we wait for Blue Shift? I'm excited about tomorrow night's guest. Everything goes right. He will be a reoccurring guest. Not only will he be talking about holistic medicine, in particular with cancer tomorrow night, but he also will be talking to us and give us information about Comet Ison that's up there somewhere. I don't know where he does. And his predictions and information about Comet Ison. I'm looking forward to both topics. Like I discussed the other night, I recently lost one of our classmates from 1981, Ms. Cheryl Pulliam. She died of cancer at the age of 50, way too young. But one of the many reasons to do a show about cancer. And hopefully help at least one person. Blue Shift is still missing in action. So phone lines are open. If you'd like to... Also, there's a chat room. If you happen to be listening, one of the options is to go to chat. If you'd like to chat questions and don't like being on the radio. Also... You can send questions through the Blog Talk Radio Center of the Universe page that is set up on Facebook and also Twitter. You can reach us on Twitter under Center of the Universe Blog Talk Radio. Blue Shift is still not with us. Oh, there he is. Mr. Blue Shift. Mr. Blue Shift, you're there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Glad you could join us. We've always done the already done the intro. I'm not going to waste any further time. Let's hear it. The God Man is waking up. Blue Shift, you're on.
That's correct. The God Man is waking up. He who has a firm will molds the world to himself. Goethe. That is a quote of the day. And I want everyone that listens to this to remember that and then go make it true. Because everything requires a look in order for it to become real to the individual. So, he who has a firm will molds the world to himself. This show was mainly something that I had been thinking about for a while. This is more of a, this is more of a personal, show from, me to the listener, whoever or wherever they may be.
Right.
This is not limited to just the United States. This is for the whole world. And I wanted to just let people know, kind of how I feel about, this situation and maybe some things to keep in mind. This is all opinion. This isn't necessarily a fact show like some of the other shows that I've done, where I'm trying to help you, get in the know. Much like I guess you'd say like Alex Jones or those guys. Art Bell and George Norrie. I'm just doing the best I can to compact a lot of the information into, a shorter period of time.
I
probably reviewed about 800 hours of material. And then I've, actually had, experiences to go along with it. Quite a bit I've experienced and come to find is true, or the truth within the subliminal messaging that you all are getting, or just some things that are downright kept a secret because you can't handle the truth, and it's not your fault that you can't handle the truth. It's quite simply, you're programmed and conditioned out of it so that you do not have the truth, and that way you're more easily controlled. However, you are not at the level of control that anyone who desires to be in charge, feels is right. You are still out of control. If you think that the mechanisms that you have identified so far, and it's September 2013 now, if you think that they are vast and they are grand, and they're a problem that requires dealing with, remain vigilant, because in as far as the people who have gone in complicity to put these controls in place, so you just don't even notice, they are just getting started. As far as they are concerned, you require much more control, much more order, as you are in some way out of order. But it's not the natural order, of course. And the order, comes from, as I've said, macrobes. Macrobes want you in order. And if you're not in order, you're not lying awake in fear every night of some terrible thing happening in your life so that they can feed off of your misery. Now, this may seem a little strange, this concept that there are actually things that go bump in the night and they are actually pure fear incarnate and they actually rule you. This is hard to understand because you have, you have great truthsayers that go out and tell you, tell you the word of God, and they, they give you things like the idea of human rights or the and really it was meant to just trick you, but somehow everyone has, managed to participate in this and turn it around to the truth that it was meant to be, not its contorted intention. And that is, a good demonstration of the human race coming around to knowing right from wrong. And that's a really great victory for the human race. To especially here in America, to have in the past taken up an honorable cause, and then actually spreading it to the rest of the world, because as a nation of nations, we are all races, all creeds, all colors, all ideals or whatever. All rolled up into one. As I said before, we don't need a United Nations. We are a United Nation of all. And somehow, it may not be perfect, but, I have yet to come across too many things that are. We make it work. And we do a good job at it. And if we remain on our current course, then, of course, it will be inevitable that we will be attacked by the macrobes. And our course is on the upward. If we become aware of everything that's been going on, then we will, we will disagree with it. We will not participate. We will strike it down. We will do all of these things at the same time. It just different people from different facets of life will have different ways of dealing with the issue as it arises. Currently, the genetically modified crops are a serious issue, and we could potentially be attacked by another country who has already outlawed it. Because these crops are, mutated organisms. They do more than just harm the individual that consumes them. They impact the rest of the world when those pollens, float across the ocean. They kill the kelp. The bees carry it, and then the bees die and spread it to other plants. It kills the natural plants. I mean, these are just some of the things that it does, and that is a justification for another country attacking us.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the number one enemy, in my opinion, is whoever is manipulating the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. These people, of course, have been identified and are under very close scrutiny. However, arresting them wouldn't do any good because the law is the law, and it requires legislative change. And so the focus has shifted to anyone who would engage in any further legislation to basically make GMO crops work. Well, they're an enemy of humanity. And quite frankly, I mean, you have to admit that they are an enemy to themselves as well, because they can't just have their own heirloom seeds and keep them underground. You know, it doesn't do any good with no bees to pollinate them. You know, they're killing themselves as well for some money, which very soon will not matter. It will be worthless. And by digital money being worthless, as that's about 95% of the money in the world now, the physical gold and silver, in my personal opinion, though, you know, don't say this is what I said is going to happen, but I think that all the people that are stockpiling gold and silver at a personal level are just wasting their time. They won't have any application in terms of trade, except for the fool who doesn't realize that things will never be the way they were before, and that these items will, in the end, be used to make superconductive materials and products that are not engineered to break down over time, but have a, you know, I guess you'd say semi-permanent, and when I say semi-permanent use, I'm talking something you make and it lasts for 300 years, an item, like a refrigerator, for example. Or, I mean, maybe that's not a good example, but wouldn't you like to have a refrigerator that never requires any maintenance and requires no power of its own from an external source, and you can take it anywhere? I mean, that's something that would be done with, your superconductive materials. The recycling process is going to be really, really interesting because it's going to last a long time. There's a lot of things we've made over the years, and it's this stuff is everywhere. And there are not going to be too many people there to clean it up. So, everyone is going to be employed in the future, and everyone's going to be working towards the same common goal, because all the toxic materials that we have out there are going to poison our environment and poison our world, and that is not acceptable. And so we will all clean up. Everyone will participate. And if you don't participate, I have some, potentially unnerving news. You will be picked up, and you will be, put to work. Because they are not going to allow people to create this division of control that we currently have now. Because we did not build it this way. But people have been conditioned to believe that this is the correct way and this is the only way. We can do better. We can do astronomically better. And as many others have said before, our children's children are going to the stars. This is the future. This will happen. However, anyone who is basically an adult around my age, around 25 now, will not. We have the responsibility to finish the change. This is the apocalypse. The one that's talked about in your Bible, the one that's talked about in any other, newer religion. This is the great change. The change will be essentially a cross between what people are calling a zombie apocalypse and an alien invasion. It's kind of a mixture between the two. Now, there is no such thing as zombies per se. However, your entire nervous system runs through your entire body. And if properly fired, then, those electrical signals are properly fired. They can be manipulated. However, if there's no other consciousness, which is a very, very powerful thing, aka a soul, inhabiting the body, then this can be allowed to happen. by the correct signals. So, and I would keep in mind, as I have said before, that the macrobes have been around and watched us evolve and change, and they know us inside and out. Just keep that in mind. I've already covered this before. I've made my references before. The thing that everyone will need in the near future is to be able to make decisions on their own and not have to look for a leader, because when you are, you know, when you are in a bad situation and there is nobody like a chief of police or a fire marshal or a mayor or a senator or anything like that that's there to answer, you know, your concerns and shift a large group of people to dealing with your individual concerns, who will you rely on? You will rely on no one but yourself and those that you can trust. And if you can't trust yourself because the fabric of your existence has been ripped apart by having your religion pulled out from under beneath you, and then the pits of hell opening up and basically coming out, and saying that they've been in control all along, and there be no angels that are there to actually help you. Who is going to help you? You must help yourself. Here in America is where the most ridiculous of all things will go down. The reason is we are the most out of order or out of control of all the races currently on the planet. The reason we are out of control is because we have too much information. We are too smart, and therefore not able to be controlled or ground underfoot and then controlled. I highly advise doing what I am doing, which is exercising your First Amendment rights, your freedom of speech. This is what I'm doing now. I am free, and I am voicing my opinion. I do not buy the crap that I am told by going to the voting booth and voting for one or more candidates, which are already every single year, as long as I can remember, have always been predetermined that they would be on the ballot because they were with this party or that party, and the party, with a select committee of their own, determines who is the party leader or the party representative.
Right.
And this is not acceptable to me. I will not go and vote for any of these people. I will pencil in my own vote, or I will voice my opinion by not voting at all. And then you will not have my complicity in putting someone you decided into power because I wrote a check on a box and said, yeah, this guy, I'll accept this guy. I do not accept, you know, whoever you put into power. I accept what the majority understands to be the truth, and that is it. I am a free American because I choose to be free, not because someone said you have the right to be free. I am free, period. My mind is opened. I see when you do not. I hear and I understand. And I'm doing my best to try to help you all understand that the world is in a state of chaos, but you have been shielded and manipulated into to believing that things are the way they are because of a sequence of events, and things are just playing themselves out. They are not just playing themselves out. There are hidden controllers. And everyone would be so quick to accept that their rulers are reptiles or giant lizards that shapeshift. However, it is my personal opinion that whether it be true or not, that there is a massive campaign against reptilians. And it's coming from the alternative media. But who is the alternative media? Me? You, Ron? You know, is it Alex Jones? Who is it, really? But nevertheless, enough people have been thinking about it. Enough people have been looking at it so that they know that something is going on and something is wrong. And as I've said before, I think that we have been hijacked. Not only have we been hijacked, we have been hijacked twice. And things are in a state of disrepair, and we need help. We really do.
What's the first time we were hijacked?
The first time we were hijacked is when the macrobes stepped in. And the macrobes controlled everything. And then the second time, another alien race that was very powerful came in and took over the leaders. And the macrobes allowed them to because these leaders were so vastly different from the already, you know, broken population of humans that basically they were afraid of anything different. And so, therefore, it just made sense in the end to have those rulers be turned on by the blind, masses. And then we would, as we are falling apart, seek to blame our leaders. And when we find out more information about our leaders and rulers, then we realize they're not like us. And then it justifies blaming them and having them be the only scapegoats. But they are not. There is a hidden power, and that power is the macrobes. They think that they rule, but they really do not. The macrobes are just allowing them to terrify us en masse so that they're playing middleman and just making adjustments to the terror. The macrobes are the real terrorists. This war on terror is against macrobes. And don't get it twisted. And if you don't participate in wars, then the macrobes will not get their tithe, and then they will rise up and they will attack us. But they are mind parasites. And so if we are to use our minds, we would be able to strike down the macrobe hordes, and they would not be able to control us. And if we were to actually, make contact of our own with interdimensional beings that also live here on Earth but just in a different frequency, we would find out that, yeah, we don't like being nuked. So therefore, you know, we don't like you. Macrobes are not. You are all problems because you listen to the macrobes, whether you're aware of them or not. This is apparently some of the logic between some of the interdimensional beings. The aliens on the outside are not all love and light. They don't travel millions of light years or whatever to just, you know, be nice to you. They're getting something out of this, and they're going to get whatever they came here with their agenda. And so it requires us to be responsible enough to reach out and educate our visitors that, hey, we need help. You help us, we may scratch your back. But if we go down, you know, we're taking everyone with us. That's kind of, I think, the mentality of the suicidal or homicidal salvationists working on our black projects, you know. But, then again, I really can't speak for them. And I can't speak for other people that are out of their goddamn minds doing other evil things, you know, and then try to justify it. Well, you know, we're all about to be destroyed, so, you know, we might as well try anything, you know. And I don't buy that crap, you know. If it's negative, you shouldn't be doing it, period. You know, some of the laws are actually there for a good reason, and everyone agrees on it. You know, people don't like being killed. So if it's a law that you shouldn't kill people, or, you know, or there are going to be consequences, then it should also be the same thing. And this is coming from somebody who was a soldier. You know, don't fight wars, because that's the same thing as breaking your own law.
We're
anyway.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Hey, crap.